This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, USMCA Day. One thing that helps everything for whatever it is you produce in America. More markets. More places. That's just competition. More places. And as Kevin Scunas told me, we're overproducing for the markets we have. We have more corn than we have markets. We need more markets. Kevin, of course, former National Corn Growers President, farmer up by Arthur, North Dakota. Brought to you today by our friends in the oil industry, in the natural gas industry. Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and gas industry wants you to know we will be back, better than ever. Committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. It's USMCA Day. Huge accomplishment. Huge accomplishment for the Trump administration. You won't hear about it today because they're busy talking about defunding the police department in New York City and a fake, phony attack on the president related to a bounty on our soldiers. It's unbelievable what's going on. It really is, folks. You got to see the forest through the trees here. Incredible times. One of the reasons I'm so looking forward to being in South Dakota for a couple of days, to just take a little bit of a, you know, pause, a deep breath, to gaze up there at Mount Rushmore and see those presidents that guided this country, and see the president, our current president, Donald Trump, below that Mount Rushmore, and all of the things that are happening in this country. We have to just recognize, look, a lot has happened, but you need big leaders, bold leaders. That's what they are. That's what he is. Right man for the right time. And one of his good friends is our friend Mike Lindell, who's going to be on the stage 4 o'clock on Friday, Main Street Square, Rapid City, for the Faith, Freedom, and Family Rally. Family friendly. Bring anybody. Big screen TVs there if you don't have tickets to the fireworks. And hear a great talk from Mike and Jack Brewer and others. Mike, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm back in Minnesota, ready to come to South Dakota.
Well, I look forward to it. And you told me you've spent some time in South Dakota over the years. You have family there, right?
Yeah, in Rapid City and Deadwood. My grandpa originally was he had the last casino in Deadwood, South Dakota, before when gambling was made illegal, way back in the, I don't know, 50s or 40s even. It's quite a story. And my mom moved there from there when she was 6 years old and moved to Iowa, and the rest is history. But I've got a lot of relatives in South Dakota, from Pierce, South Dakota, Rapid City. In fact, when I land, I'm going to be seeing my cousin. I actually have a store in Rapid City, my pillow store. So it'll be kind of a reunion of sorts.
That is so awesome. That's fantastic. Well, I know you've been with the president recently, part of the planning for some of the things going on, the rallies, where do we go, let's get the campaign going. You're obviously chairing this for Minnesota. Minnesota is a very important state for Donald Trump as well. How are you feeling about the campaign and where we're at?
Well, I feel really good. There's some good news coming out in a couple weeks, and that I can't even say on the show here. But that aside, as soon as I just think with all the stuff that went on, especially in my home state, it exposed this governor and mayor and all this terrible leadership by the Democrats and they. And in Minnesota, the feeling on the ground is, you know, all my friends from downtown Minneapolis that lost their businesses and stuff, that where I spent a lot of time down there, they're all going, you know what, Mike, we need different leadership. And I think it's going to be Minnesota is obviously the governor's trying to stop me from doing my mini rallies because he still has so much thing, you know, with this virus, you know, 10 people in a group and all this stuff. But I just think it's going to be it's going to be a battle, but I think it's in the end it's going to be, you know, the economy is going to come roaring back and everything, and it's going to be a big landslide win. I really believe that. And I believe Minnesota, I told the president, we're going to turn Minnesota red, first time since 1972, and get it and start getting this ship righted. That you know, Minnesota didn't follow everybody else's great leadership from our president. We had the worst black unemployment in the United States before the pandemic. Minneapolis, I mean, that's surprising, but it doesn't surprise us here because they push back on everything he does.
Texter says, your guest earlier, before Mike, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thinks that the pandemic wasn't planned, then it can't be helped. All that we've seen in the past couple of months was all planned, all in an effort to take down Trump. How can we all be this stupid? COVID is an admitted hoax. Look it all up. What do you think of that? A lot of people say that. It's hard to believe.
Well, I believe it's been used against the president, especially now. But I also believe that I had friends that, you know, that almost died, and I know people that have died. So it was real. You know, most people they put into nursing homes to let them, to make them, you know, if you take all the nursing home people out of it, and you know, you know, their numbers are so low relative to a normal flu or normal things, and how many people died of, you know, suicides, everything else, by being locked up for so long. I 100% believe they're using it just for political reasons. You have states like Minnesota, Michigan, you know, Pennsylvania is trying to go into mail-in voting and these things, and you can see it. It's not, that's the thing, it's exposing themselves. We're not stupid. Here we are in Minnesota, and we have all these restrictions by our governor, but yet you let people go out and riot wearing, you know, the only ones wearing masks were the ones robbing the stores. You know, I mean, it's just crazy that they, it's like, okay, you can have all this go on, but then yet you're going to restrict us here, opening up a church or whatever that went on before. It's so many bad decisions, I believe now it's all political. I mean, every piece of this is political, starting with Fauci and the running around telling, why are we listening to one guy? That's crazy.
Here's the deal. It doesn't defeat you. It doesn't defeat me. Because we've seen this movie before, and we're just going to keep plowing on. But I worry that people that are out there, just like, you know, like, oh my gosh, they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at this guy, and it wears them out. I say tune it out. I say get into a zone where you're thinking, look, all I'm going to do is what I'm going to do. And if that's talk to 10 people that might not like Trump and tell them why I like Trump, or whatever they're going to do, or go to
right.
Mike's rallies, or I'm going to take signs, or I'm going to donate every penny I have,
right.
Whatever it is, that's what needs to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. What we need to do is, you know, South Dakota, I seen the governor on TV last night in South Dakota. She really did it right. She did something and said, hey, everybody knows the threat. She put it in the hands of her people and said, I you guys be responsible. If you are vulnerable, if you're, you know, stay at home. I mean, you know, I mean, that's just the ones that weren't, you know, she basically said, you know, put it to the people to be responsible if they were out and they knew the risk, and it worked for her. What we need to do is show, you said it right, it's not just getting everybody out to vote that is going to vote for the president. It's talking to the other side and say, hey, you guys, look how good it was right before the pandemic with everything, the highest, the best consumer, the best of everything in history. How does it, and then you look at examples of states that are opening up like South Dakota, North Dakota, and Iowa, all these places that they're doing just fine, and these governors of these Democratic governors trying to hold things back. Well, what, you know, you got to show people on the left, give them 10 points that, you know, hey, if you don't like the president because he broke political correctness, which he had to do, he smashed it. That's the best thing he ever did, or we would get nothing done. And show your people on the left without arguing, say, hey, here's where it is. Here's what it affected your daily lives. And if everybody does that, like you say, I like that. Go out and tell 10 people. It doesn't do any good to sit and argue with somebody on the far crazy left. I mean, I'm talking about people that your traditional Democrats and liberals that were left of center, but now are realizing, and you can show them examples. Look what happened in all these cities where you have, look at Seattle, Democrat, look at Minneapolis, look at Michigan. All these things where they destroyed businesses and our livelihoods just to destroy this president. And you're going, if we have any hope, we need to get everyone on the left, on the left of center to vote for our president and educate them. They need to be educated on here's what it does in your daily lives. Look at me, Scott, look at me. I came from a life of addiction. I never voted. I didn't know anything about politics. What I do know now is that politics affect everything we do. I'm finding out daily, my Zendo Recovery Network, I find out there's all these restrictions in 38 states where you got to have, or 30-some states where you have to go to school for 4 years and swim the English Channel and climb 22 trees to be a counselor for an addict. And I'm going, I don't want some counselor that's never been there to be my counselor. I want an addict that's made it through. I want to hear what they have to say.
Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markgaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit way, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we're back on What's On Your Mind. brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. 24/7, we have the Oasis Petroleum hotline at 855-200-1776. More with Mike Lindell on what you can do this election now. And the challenges to everything, how it affects everything. I think he's a great story. Somebody sent me a really awesome picture of a tractor that's all trumped up. I think it's actually a tractor made out of hay bales. But it's down there in South Dakota, somewhere by Mobridge. Trump USA. I'll find out more about that. I sent the photos to
Brent Odie. He's actually he's a cousin of one of my classmates from high school. And I want to get both of them on the show because my classmate is very far left. Brent is clearly one of us. And
I see he texted me that he wanted me to ask Mike where the best prime rib in South Dakota is. I'll keep asking. But anyway, that's cool. That's really cool. That's something you can do. I mean, you can do that. You can put up a sign. I know. Oh, I'm scared that you're in North Dakota. You don't need to be scared about putting up a Trump sign. 80% of people are with you. Only 60% will tell you they are. That's just, how it happens in North Dakota. I think that'll be live blogged right now. I did just see James. James is our man today. He's live blogging what's on your mind. We have some big news coming up here, though. Speaking of live blogging, we're going to talk to Sonny Perdue, the U.S. Ag Secretary, about our farmers and ranchers. Wrap up our conversation on the wheat deal. Now, the wheat grading deal was a bad deal, right? And that's the best part of USMCA for wheat dealers, for wheat growers and grain growers in this region, for sure. Am I right? Bad. I mean, NAFTA was a bad deal, and that grain grading was a bad deal.
It was a bad deal. I think it's another example, Scott, of the president. No matter, it doesn't have to be a global issue. If it affects farmers in North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, if it affects one American, the president's willing to stand up. And this was a trade provision put into the new USMCA that protected those people. Now, farmers in Iowa, Georgia, Mexico, California, they won't benefit from that. But I think that's, again, how he reacts when he hears an injustice there against American farmers. He takes action, and I like a president like that.
If I talk to our corn farmers, they'll say, hey, great, glad we got it. We need all markets we can get. Mexico, big deal. I know they're working some biotech issues right now, but they basically are outperforming their markets. It's just amazing. Again, it's a great American ingenuity. So, corn is saying, thank you for USMCA. Now, how about some more markets? What do you see in the future there, Sonny?
Well, I know there's a lot of conversation about the Phase One deal with China. Here again, I think the President, Ambassador Lighthizer, and Secretary Mnuchin negotiated a great deal with China. Interestingly, they've been slow taking off, but it appears they're willing to catch up here now in the last 3 to 4 weeks, Scott. It only got signed in February, and then right immediately after that, the global pandemic hit. But honestly, beneath the surface and all those regulatory or non-tariff barriers that had precluded a lot of trade going into China have been eroded. They've been dissolved. They've been rectified. And I think that's a good sign. China has the capacity to fulfill their commitment. We're holding them to that. They say they're going to. And it looks like they're beginning to buy. While Brazil actually had a huge crop, it's a cyclical issue. They buy from Brazil in the spring when their harvest comes on. They buy from us in the fall when our harvest comes on. So we think they're capable. We believe that they're committed to fulfill Phase One. They've already really overlapped Mexico and Canada again as the number one trading partner this year. So we think, and we're trusting them, but you know what President Reagan said, we're going to trust but verify, and that's what we're doing on a weekly basis.
All right. Sounds like he's plenty confident about the China trade deal and what will happen there. Obviously, corn, there's your win. More markets, right? More markets. And certainly the soybean folks win there as well, but that was positive as well. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about supply chains next year. I think the one good thing maybe that came out of the awful a pandemic of coronavirus is recognizing how vulnerable we were on the supply chain and that some of our supply chain is foreign-owned. How can we fix it?
Well, interesting, Scott, it was not so much a reliance on foreign sources in that area. On some supply chains, there are PPEs and other critical industries there are, but the great blessing in the United States of America is that we are absolutely food independent, and thankfully we we are. So there's nothing we really have to rely on outside these borders. Now, obviously, we import several things that we like for luxury items, or you take the imports from Mexico, most of it's beer and those kind of things. But the supply chain is a very efficient. One of the reasons that it became threatened is because it's so efficient. But, Scott, year in, year out, that leads to the lowest cost, lowest food dollar spent in the United States versus any other developed country. You know, many times people will talk about farmers getting subsidy, but I talk about who's subsidizing who. When we compared our food dollars, our food spent with France, for instance, a developed country in Europe, it was an $830 billion difference, more disposable income the U.S. families have to spend because their food dollars. Certainly, the food supply chain with meat processing got threatened, not because of foreign supply, but because of the inordinate infection in the plants from the community, bringing that infection into the plants and then taking it back out. But that was right on our radar. In fact, it was a big bogey right in the center of our radar that we had to navigate. Thankfully, to the president, he issued the executive order that told the CDC guidelines and OSHA guidelines would be adhered to. And the good news is we're back up to about 98-99% year-over-year production now.
More of our conversation with Sonny Perdue, Trump's ag secretary, and Dusty Johnson joining us next hour. We'll save his answers on the Packers and the investigation, which I think you're going to like to hear, farmers, ranchers. Stay tuned for that coming up here momentarily as well. And a little more of our Mike Lindell interview, and Bill in Williston wants to weigh in right now. Bill, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Yeah, no, first of all, I'd like to say thank you, Scott, for everything you do. You provide an invaluable service to your listeners, and you're a voice of freedom. I'd just like to say, I'd like to make some comments about South Dakota, but first I'd like to make a couple other ones. My family's never been political, but I've got a lot of common sense, I hope. I think I do anyway. And I was a Democrat at one time until I realized that I have nothing in common with their party anymore. But there's nothing more dangerous in this country than a white, woke liberal. They have no clue how the real world works. And the Democrats.
Can I admit something to you, Bill, right now? I'm going to be vulnerable. Yeah. I don't know what woke means. I don't like it from everybody that has described what they're, but I hear this woke business all the time, like in their wokeness, in their woke. What does that mean?
Well, I think it means this. They're smarter than us. They know stuff. No, I think that it's an elitist thing. I'm woke and you're stupid.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's just the opposite. I realize you have to.
But I'm with you, though. On your larger point, the liberals and what they can do. It's dangerous. It certainly is. There's no doubt about it. Appreciate your call very much. Going to a break here, and when we come back, Congressman Dusty Johnson will join us. Good caller waiting to weigh in from Spearfish. Don't forget tomorrow, we're at PetroServe USA, 25 cents off a gallon. You can fill up for $1.84 a gallon on unleaded 88 tomorrow during the show.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report has just been released, and it shows that jobs increased in America by 2.3 million in June, which was a bit below the 2.5 million estimate from economists surveyed beforehand. But May's numbers saw a stunning revision, going from an initially reported loss of 2.76 million to a gain of over 3 million jobs. The European Union's opening its borders again today after the worst of the pandemic there, but most travelers from the U.S. are still banned. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says
each country needs to lay out its strategy and plans for dealing with this global pandemic. I believe trade, travel, and continuing to grow our business and trade relationship with the EU is crucially important.
USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I've witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like I'm
back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, our fine sponsor today on the program. And I've been telling you for a while that I have been researching. When I buy something, I usually am more of an impulse buyer. I just buy it.
Right.
And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, I won't do it again.
Not it's a lot just of shopping. Kind of,
no, yeah. I'm just not into that.
Yep.
I just go with a gut feeling of whether I want to do it or not. The hot tub thing. I mean, it took me 30 seconds. Fine. Yep. Put it in the backyard. It'd be great. Kids will love it. You know, da-da-da-da-da. But the sauna, well, you know, I just wanted to know a little bit more. Do I add the sauna, another expense, whatever? I've done a lot of research, and I've listened to doctors talk about it, heart doctors, and how, you know, all the stuff, dementia and you know, heart disease and all these other things, are your chances of getting them are significantly lower when you use things like a wellness product, like a sauna. Now, think about it. I didn't ever think about this, but you get in a sauna, and what's the deal? It's hot, right? There's heat. Well, when your body's sick, what happens? You have a fever. What's that about? Your body's trying to fix you. So the fever is like self-induced therapy, if you will, that's there, and it just works. So I'm here to tell you I've made the decision. A Finio Spa is headed for the backyard of the Hannon Place.
Nice.
Yes. And I'm telling you, call these folks. Stop in and see them, because you're going to find out, like I did, I'm not taking any chances when it comes to wellness. I'm just not. You can't anymore. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Find them then. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, out of Bemidji. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? Or give them a call. Online to Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too.
By the way, I got a recommendation for a steakhouse in Rapid City for you, my brother.
Is that right? We've started something here?
I'm telling you, Prime Rib, Nightly, Dakota Steakhouse. It's a standard for the Sturgis weekend when we go.
I'm looking for the best ribeye. I think Dusty Johnson might be able to help me out. Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota here with us today on the program. And we're talking about the president coming to South Dakota this week. It'll be a fun day. We're going to be down there in Rapid City on Friday as well with Mike Lindell and Jack Brewer and Cash. Kellyanne Conway is in the state, and Don Jr.'s in the state, and Trump family's coming out on Air Force One, and wow. You got a lot going on, don't you, Dusty?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how you design a better Independence Day celebration than July 3rd in the beautiful Black Hills, President of the United States of America, Mount Rushmore, big American booms, patriotic bright lights in the sky, and frankly, thousands of freedom-loving Americans. We're going to have an absolute blast.
This is going to be fun. But most importantly, where's the best ribeye in South Dakota?
Well, I don't. For good steak, you just can't beat the Cattlemen's outside of Pierce, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is. I don't know what they're doing to it, but whatever it is, it's delicious. I have never had a prime rib like Cattlemen's does it.
They probably dunk it in butter, but we don't care. It tastes fantastic.
He's,
I want it. Yeah.
Spot on, too. Yeah. You've been there.
Unbelievable. That sounds like a great spot.
Well, listen, when you're 145 pounds like I am, you can afford to have the butter-dipped prime rib for sure.
Yeah, you're a lucky guy. You're a lucky guy. Lucky guy. I got to watch it. Got to be a little careful. Got to be a little careful. Okay, so let's talk. We had a conversation with Sonny Perdue earlier, and I want you to hear this because I think it's some good news in this. Your ranchers in South Dakota, our ranchers in North Dakota, are top of mind in all of agriculture right now for me, only because I see what they're getting paid for beef, and I see what I'm paying for beef at the store, and it's a jam job. There's just no other way to call it anything else. So I asked Sonny Perdue about the investigation and what's happening right now. Here's what he
said. Yeah, I think, again, the foreign ownership is a consideration. The consolidation is also an issue, and you ask what do we want to do about that. I want to see the more diversification of processing. I think we ought to have local, regional processors, and we at USDA are going to help farmers, farmer co-ops, and people who want to get into this processing business to do it safely and do it in a way that can serve their local markets or even further away. You know that your consumers now would love to have locally produced, processed products there. And we think we need more packing plants across the country and not where 80% of them are consolidated into four or five meat packers.
Is the cattle price market broken?
Well, it's sure not working. I mean, you know, we've got two problems. Number one, it's not working for the men and women who are out raising, the beef, raising the cattle. It's also not working for the consumer. I mean, you look at what people are paying for ground beef. What they're paying for ground beef, it boggles the mind. You know, Sonny and I have some disagreements on this topic, but I thought he said it right in the clip you played, Scott. I mean, we have an ownership problem, and we do need more small and regional packing houses and meat lockers to step up. Frankly, government has made it a little hard for them to fill the void. They've done what they can. But this week I introduced the Direct Act, which is going to give these guys a lot more flexibility. It's going to give them an opportunity to sell across state lines direct to the consumer. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm fine with a Miller Lite or a Bud Light, but increasingly my buddies are drinking fancy craft beers. And I think we're seeing that kind of consumer interest in different types of meats. And if somebody has a great branded sausage that they want to buy from a small packing house or maybe a meat locker in Ellendale and in Aberdeen, South Dakota, if they want to buy it, let's let them buy it. And to me, these are great state-inspected facilities. I don't know why we're getting in their way.
All right, so let's see what Sonny says, see if he agrees with you on whether or not the cattle price market is broken. Sonny Perdue.
Yeah, I think, again, the foreign ownership is a consideration. The consolidation is also an issue, and you ask what do we want to do about that. I want to see the more diversification of processing. I think we ought to have local, regional processors, and we at USDA are going to help farmers, farmer co-ops, and people who want to get into this processing business to do it safely and do it in a way that can serve their local markets or even further away. You know that your consumers now would love to have locally produced, processed products there. And we think we need more packing plants across the country and not where 80% of them are consolidated into four or five meat packers.
Is the cattle market pricing model broken? Is it a broken market now? Is that a fair statement? The consumer? look at how little the folks are getting for what they're producing compared to what it's bringing at the grocery store. Are they right to be just flabbergasted by all this?
If I'm a cow-calf guy, if I'm a cattle guy, I would say it absolutely is broken when you see the divergence and the delta between the prices at the grocery store versus the live cattle prices. I was in Michigan yesterday, and one dairy family told me they'd heard of pricing of ground beef at $9.99 a pound. We know that's just obnoxious in that way versus what our farmers are getting at the across the auction barns here. So is it broken? It's very complicated. Right now we're continuing our investigation into what can be done to resolve that. But certainly those kind of differences in prices are not acceptable. And if I was a cattle guy producing cow-calf or selling stocker feeders or even live cattle, I would say it's absolutely broken.
So he clearly agrees with you. And it says, you know, some of the same things related to ways around it. You know, does that fix the problem? In other words, I think the cattle producer just wants a better price for his beef, right? And a fair price. Unless the actual packers are diversified and have some serious competition, can you make a dent in that?
Well, this problem is so big and so deep. I mean, it's going to take a lot more than my direct act to really give these guys the value they deserve. But I think we've got to be willing to be entrepreneurial. I mean, I've got another bill that would work a lot more locally grown beef into school lunches. Well, is that kind of domestic demand alone going to take care of the problem? No, it's not. But we also need to be working on some, I mean, there are a number of countries who their people, their consumers, desperately want American beef. They know it's a premium product. And we just haven't opened those countries up yet. I mean, the administration has done a good job, but we can do even better in making sure we got more market access. I mean, our consumer, our producers are not getting a fair shake, and it's going to take way more than one or two pieces of legislation to really make sure that the market is fixed and not fixed as in somebody set the price, but that the market is not broken and that the market is fair.
Dusty Johnson, Congressman from South Dakota, with us today on What's On Your Mind, also playing some clips from our interview earlier of Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture. I've been very curious about the investigation ongoing. We've heard reports that there are actually, interviews happening. The DOJ is out. They're talking to people, arranging things. In our interview, seemed to kind of downplay things a little, but I want you to listen to this and see what you hear.
We think we're pretty close. I talked to market regulatory people the other day who have the Packers and Stockyards Act, and they think they are about to issue a report. I want to be careful, Scott, that we don't necessarily, USDA, have all the tools to provide a smoking gun or a grand jury presentation on this deal. So I hope people are not disappointed. We've got data. We are presenting all that data to other parts of the federal government who have more tools than we do. And sometimes these things take a long, long time, like anything in the federal government. But we want to get to the facts and the truth. But I think the real answer is really a diversification of packing opportunities where farmers have more choices in a real competitive environment where they can sell their animals.
Dusty, what do you hear there?
Well, I think the secretary doesn't want people to believe that they've uncovered some sort of smoking gun. Now, sometimes they do. I mean, you probably saw, Scott, that they they have indicted the CEO of Pilgrim's Pride. This is on the turkey side.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times where these large market participants really are legitimately just out, trying to fix the market or acting in a very anti-competitive way. So I think that's why so many of us were pushing for a deep and real investigation into the cattle market, because if that's going on, we want people caught. We want them to be held accountable. But it sounds to me like Sonny's trying to manage expectations there. There are weaknesses in the market that need to be addressed, and that is true. We've got problems whether or not somebody is trying to, fix the price. Even if they're playing it straight, we still have people who are not getting enough on the hoof, and people are paying too much in the meat cage.
Absolutely. You got a few more minutes to stick around?
Absolutely.
Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota will continue after this on What's on Your Mind.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Overstocked. A huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises. Some have as few as 5,000 miles. Payments starting at $199 a month. And all with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle even if you still owe money on it. Or if you don't like it, trade it in. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
The one interesting thing that I caught in Secretary Perdue's comments related to the investigation of the Packers and the lack of competition. Also, by the way, one China-owned, one Brazilian-owned. I mean, there's a lot of apparel there, but seems to be some urgency there in announcing something. And, you know, he did say he wanted to caution everybody that, you know, it might not be a smoking gun there necessarily, but he seems to have really taken this seriously and wanting to get... I mean, we've been bellyaching about this for a long time. This is nothing new. But are you confident something good's going to come out of this, whether that's a week from now or 2 weeks from now or whenever it is?
Well, they are taking it seriously. And I would tell you, the COVID-19 has lots of you know, pieces of bad news with it, obviously. But one good news is there are a lot of my colleagues in Washington, D.C., both in the administration and in Congress, who have a deeper appreciation for domestically grown, raised food. I mean, they realize we've got food supply problems, and having a country like China in control of something as critical as food is bad news. And I think they realize that if prices get much worse for much longer, we're going to make it really hard to have American men and women growing beef, raising beef in this country. And so I think they realize there is work to be done.
The texter says, hey, Scott, what do you think about the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe wanting Mount Rushmore removed? Well, I'll ask you that question.
Yeah, to me, I get it. Our country's history has not been perfect, and I'm fine putting those imperfections in context, but we have some people, and it's not just one or two. We have a number of people who don't want to put history in context. What they want to do is they want to erase it. They want to remove it. They want to obscure it. And what I'm talking about is we've got the chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota, Harold Frazier. We have the president of the Pine Ridge Sioux Tribe, Julian Bear Runner, in South Dakota. We have a Sioux Falls city councilor. We have a state legislator. They have called for the faces on Mount Rushmore to be removed, that they are a symbol of white supremacy, and that they are, quote, a disgrace to America. And to me, you know, Mount Rushmore symbolizes liberty and freedom and equality. We should be able to rally around that as a country rather than trying to destroy Mount Rushmore. So last week I introduced the Mount Rushmore Protection Act. It makes it crystal clear that there won't be one American nickel that is used to remove those faces or change the name of that mountain. This is the kind of thing we need to protect.
Jim in Northeast South Dakota 4. Dusty Johnson, Congressman from South Dakota. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, I'm glad you're kind of focusing in South Dakota here, and I know your discussion with Sonny Perdue talking about the freedoms and protection for farmers and the unfair trade practices with China. And, you know, one thing that I think is getting lost under this, and those of us, and especially the eastern, primarily northeastern part of the state, is all these water issues. We get no help on it, and many of us are looking at the NRCS division of the Department of Ag as kind of a terrorist agency. We don't get any help from them. They're nothing but an obstacle for us. We can't get anything straightened out on wetland and draining, and we're just getting killed here. You know, this water and all these issues with draining and wetland, that's our COVID-19 up here, and that's our China trade problem, and we've got to get this fixed, and we've tried to work through Congress, and we just can't get nothing done. Senator Thune hasn't done nothing for us, and what's going to be done about that? Are we going to get anywhere, or where are we going with this?
Well, Jim, good question. Yours is not the first voice that have raised these issues. You're right. It's a serious problem. And, you know, John Thune works hard on these issues. I mean, the fact that progress has come difficult, I don't think should be an indictment of him. The reality is, you know, we are increasingly in an urban country. And I just think sitting here in the House, Nancy Pelosi's House, I mean, I got to get 218 votes to do anything. And there are 45 members of Congress who represent districts that are mostly rural by population. And so, you know, it's pretty easy to get the first 45 votes, but closing the gap between that and 218 can be pretty hard. But that being said, we have been able to get some success. When landowners have reached out to us, they talk to our office. We rattle the cage in NRCS. We call USDA, and generally we get some localized improvement. Now, that's not That's not the end goal. That doesn't mean we punch the ball into the end zone. We want broader relief like you described. But until we can get that done, we really do want to help people on an office-by-office, county-by-county basis, and we've had some luck with that.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks a bunch. I've got to keep going here because we're tight on time. Quick one here. Zach from Mandan says, yeah, a lot of us want locally produced animal products, but the government regulated way too many of the small hometown butcher shops out of business. Quit letting the large packers influence regulation.
100% true that we lost a lot of meat lockers, and a lot of that was from, you know, regulations, and those that were still around, either custom exempt or those who were state inspected, to really get the kind of business they wanted to, they really should have gone federal inspected, but frankly, the investment in that was too much. And rather than go through that, a number of them decided they didn't want the hassle, and they went out of business. That's why I think some of these deregulatory, some of these bills that we're pushing, and frankly, sure, getting a fair amount of bipartisan support that is going to give us an opportunity when we can get entrepreneurs back.
Thank you, Dusty. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.